Hello, everyone. Welcome to the In the Clear NRL podcast as we head into round 23 of the NRL season. I'm Connor Hickey, and I don't have just Paul Roberts here today. We do have Paul Roberts, but there's also Chris Bullos back as well.
Yeah, great to be back.
Welcome back, mate.
I'm well rested, ready for the charge into the finals.
Good, buddy. Welcome back.
So just before we get stuck in, this podcast is produced by ACM, which is a division of Fairfax Media. So, guys, Paul, I understand you're a bit annoyed about the scheduling last week.
I actually want to talk about Mildred McGurk from Merrylands. Now, Mildred is one of the great supporters of the game, just like any of us, because Mildred could do a better job scheduling round 22, was it? Friday night game at the SCG at 6 p.m, the old combatants, South v St George. And you just told me that there were 12,000 there. There's word that it might have been 4,000. But I tell you one thing, from where I was sitting at my TV, I just brought the father-in-law home and said, you know, let's watch the Dragons play. There were more people on the ground, by the looks of it, than at the ground. So I don't know, guys. I don't know who to blame, if it's TV, if it's NRL. I don't care. We need to fix it. It's a bad, bad look. There was nobody in those stands. There might have been three or four people in those far stands, but they were all crowded into the members and the ladies stands. And if there were somewhere between 4,000 and 12,000, when there really should have been 25,000 there on a Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Oh, two Thoughts? Things. Number one, it was retro round. They should have played at Redfern. They still wouldn't have filled that. They wouldn't have filled those grounds. But South's... Yeah, you know, the NRL is just making it so hard to go to the NRL, to go to a game these days. Like, South St George should be a Sunday afternoon, nice sunny afternoon. You know, it would have been a great day, you know, to play. No one wants to go to a Saturday 6 o'clock game. I was under the impression that that 6 o'clock time slot was exclusively going to be for New Zealand games, you know, out-of-town games, you know.
You mean Friday 6 o'clock?
Sorry, Friday 6 o'clock. That time slot was going to be not Sydney, not Melbourne's, you know. It's impossible to get to ANZ Stadium or Allianz Stadium by 6 o'clock. It's impossible. Yeah. I know they've got Para Canterbury 6 o'clock. Para playing on Friday night? Para playing Newcastle. And they've, you know, Parramatta have sent out a letter, you know, that to get an early release from work at 6 o'clock. You just can't get there. You just can't get to those games. It's, you know, I don't know who to blame, but it's not. It's a mixture between, because it's obviously the NRL was scheduling, yeah, TV networks. Everyone's got their own interests, but for me, that 6 o'clock game should be a 1 year only thing.
I agree. I mean, for any listeners who aren't from Sydney, the SCG is about as inaccessible as you can get from any other part of Sydney, just in terms of geography. It's just not a great place to schedule a game at 6 o'clock. Like 8 o'clock, maybe, you know, like you can kind of finish up work or drive there and have, you know, and have dinner or whatever. But 6 o'clock, you've got Buckley's chance of getting from anywhere, you know, west of Central Station, essentially, to get to the game on time. I was under the impression that the last six rounds of the competition were, they tried to pick the better games, like the more exciting games, I suppose you'd say. And this is TV tried to pick the more exciting games, so particularly free-to-air. I mean, the game after that was Cowboys Storm. Presumably, when they made this decision a few weeks ago, they didn't realise the Cowboys would be so down on troops and all that kind of stuff. Maybe. But I mean, yeah, like a game like that should be reserved for maybe a team like the Warriors or something like that, that really, you know, a lot of people are probably interested in watching but just can't get to because, you know, it's over in New Zealand. I don't know why. Neither the Dragons or Souths are really that exciting to me personally, but, you know, they are two of the, you know, the great clubs of the NRL and probably should have been played on a Saturday afternoon.
On retro round.
Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Let's put them in a spot where nobody goes. In retro round, the great teams of the 60s, 70s, and nobody goes.
There needs to be more thought put in from clubs and the NRL about how you're going to get people to the game. So if this game's going to be on at 6 o'clock, they had to get some sort of, you know, and to get, you know, invite 10,000 school kids or, you know, to perform on the ground or something. And then you just need, there needs to be more thought across the NRL about how you're going to get people to the ground. So if you invite kids to invite at halftime, you know, their parents will come, that sort of thing. There needs to be more thought about these games that don't attract crowds, how you're going to build crowds. That's your lifeblood. There's just not enough. You know, we'll put a game here Saturday 5:30, and there's no promotion of the game. There's no nothing. People, there is no. There's, you know, by the time you buy your ticket, your drinks, your food, everything, They're just, you know, you can sit at home.
It's so expensive to go to an NRL game.
You can just sit at home. You need to give people an incentive to go to the game. The product itself is not going to get people there because you can just watch it on TV. It's not.
Yeah.
There needs to be more thought put in.
There does. And there's more bloody impact or more talk about Matty Johns dressed up as Kerry Hemsley for Retro Round and some of that BS that we need to actually take the game into consideration, and not that bullshit, I'll say it. Mm. We need to protect the game and not those covering it. And there was no time or thought given to the game. And it really irks me.
Channel 9, like, I'm not sure if this is their attitude, but from listening to some Channel 9 personalities, it seems to be that they think that we should be happy that they're covering the game. And I mean, if that was, you know, like if that was like another sport, a major sport like the AFL, there's no way that you'd have that kind of opinion. And I mean, you know, Channel 9 talk about putting the best product. You know, that Phil Gould last week on his podcast, which I'm a big fan of, talked about, you know, that the most important thing for the game should be to make sure it has a good TV, you know, basically the best TV product it can, because let's be honest, that's how most people are going to watch it in the future. And you know, and he's not wrong, but at the same time, the problem with that is that there's certain teams that are all, you know, that Channel 9 want to show because they've got bigger fan bases. So I have this discussion with my dad all the time, my dad's a Canberra Raiders fan, and he hates the fact that, you know, there's a pretty exciting team like the Canberra Raiders for a lot of the, you know, not all the time, but certainly this year and last year in particular. And they never get on TV. And there's a couple of teams like that. You know, the Storm. Who doesn't want to watch the Melbourne Storm every week? You know, like, I would much prefer to watch them than the West Tigers. No disrespect to the West Tigers, but they're not good this year. They're not an exciting team to watch. They're not going to make finals footy. And so instead of seeing a game like in Retro Round, you know, the Rabbits, Dragons, we get Panthers, Tigers. You know,
which, that's fixed scheduling as well. Like, they schedule them all at the start of the year.
But
that's...
they knew when Retro Round was, right?
Yeah.
Guess who's playing in the last game this weekend, again, 4 p.m. at Leichhardt Oval? West Tigers are playing the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that in... Retro Round.
But why don't... So that's the thing.
It's madness.
Like, there are so many opportunities in NRL. You can't miss an opportunity to get people to the ground. Like, why not have the old days where you have four games on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon? Bring it back to the old school. Like, there needs... People these days need something to go to the... They need a novelty. They need something to get them to the ground. And unfortunately, you know, the game is not bringing them to the ground. So the actual game itself doesn't get people in the middle of winter to the ground anymore.
Yeah, which is a little bit, you know, startling, really, when you think about it. I mean, are people really fans of NRL, or are they just kind of flicking it on because there's nothing on? Which, you know, like, that's actually a problem.
Oh, it's a massive
problem. It's a massive problem, you know. Because, like, let's be honest, it's more expensive to go to the footy. You know, you've got to buy your ticket, you've got to pay for your, you know, you've got to food, depending on where you go, parking, probably public, if you're in Sydney, public transport as well, which they usually give you free public transport, or they do sometimes, but, you know, like, it's still a massive effort. You know, if you've driven to ANZ, you can be stuck for hours trying to get out of there after a game. You know, like, it's not an easy thing to go to. And again, you know, again, you could just sit at home, chuck your Foxtel on, or you know, if you're like me, watch it on your $4 a week NRL app, which has a few bugs, but at least you don't have to, you know, pay upwards of $50 to kind of just to go to a game.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did on Saturday, and that's what I want to talk about, is that, you know, I watched all the games on Saturday, and it's now more than ever, you know, we just talk about it, one player goes down and your team's gone. Injuries are playing such a big part in the run home to the finals. With all the teams so close, Canberra with Cronulla without James Maloney, we're a different team.
Luckily back
we're a completely different team. The Roosters without Boyd Cord and Jake Friend, completely different team. You know, you look at teams and they're running to the... I think that's why people are getting excited about Parramatta, is because, you know, they've lost Gutherson, but that really hasn't affected them as much as what it could. Like, their team is not based around one sort of player.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they've got an advantage over some of the other teams, where, you know, you look at, you know, the Cowboys, you know, they cope with that first, and now they've lost Cooper.
And, you know, and Winter Sign, probably not as big a deal, but Cooper certainly.
Yeah, but just another player they've got to bring in. They're just, you know, I think injuries, you know, because I'm just looking at the ladder now, and obviously it's very tight. So one injury here or there. Ben Hunt had a great game last week. That was against the Titans. Whether the Heath with no McCulloch, Brisbane's, they start to feel the effect of that. So I think injuries are a big part in the last few rounds.
Yeah, they will be. They will be.
They
so,
always are.
So with that in mind, I mean, are we thinking some teams are going to drop out of that 4 and 8? Or what are your thoughts around the top 8 at the moment? Or is it just going to be a little bit of a moving of deck chairs, do we think?
I think there's going to be there's a few key games in the run into the finals.
And the Panthers play in every single one of them, pretty much.
Penrith, yes. If Penrith are the wild, as we'll talk about off air, that Penrith have could play several teams around them on the ladder, so they've got their destiny around their own hands. I'll give you
the
schedule.
The Panthers play the Cowboys, currently in the 8, on 28 points, I believe. Then they play the Raiders, who are currently just behind them on the ladder, also trying to get into the 8. Then they play the Dragons, who are, again, just behind them, trying to get into the 8. And then the final round, they play the Seagulls, just ahead of them in the 8 at the moment. So the Panthers really, depending on how they go over the next few weeks, are probably going to shape how the ladder turns out at the end of the season.
Especially that bottom part. So the top part of the ladder, you know, there's two sort of, at the moment, there's the between 3rd and 6th, there's a grouping of teams that, you know, are around. The Roosters, you know, this week's a big game for the Roosters because they'll be keen to bounce back. But if they lose to Melbourne this week, they'll come back to the field for the final three rounds. And if Brisbane, you know, Cronulla, you know, for me, Cronulla's only played 2 good games all year, the game they beat Melbourne and the game they beat the Roosters. So, and somehow they still find themselves in and around the mix. But, you know, they're still in 4th, but they could easily drop down if they lose a couple of games. You know, it's just, there are so many games in the next 2 weeks that will decide, you know, whether your team's going to be top 4, bottom 4, or out. So I think Parramatta's a team.
Well, they have such a soft draw heading home.
Everyone's saying Parramatta's a top 4 team, and, you know,
It's hard to argue with them.
It's very hard to argue with
them. Well, okay, so let me take you to task, gents. So are we saying Storm, Roosters 1-2? Let's get specific.
Ask me again next week after they play the Storm. Because if they lose to the Storm and the Broncos and the Sharks and the Eels all win, I don't know if that's possible.
Okay, but, well, let me ask you another question. Does the top 8 finish the top 8?
Definitely not. No, I think one of the teams around the, either in 7th or 8th, maybe even 6th, so the Cowboys, Seagulls or Panthers might fall out.
To whom?
I'm happy with the eight. Because the only reason I'm happy with the eight is because I don't think St George have had the last two rounds to cement their spot on the 8. They haven't. Canberra's still 4 points outside the 8 with 4 rounds to go. They had 2 wins with 4 rounds to go.
Having said that, that's
going to be very hard to not string wins together, and now they want to string 4 in a row.
St George has got the Titans this week, which you'd think is a gimme, but having seen both
teams play this year, there's no gimmies.
They've also got the Doggies in the last round, which is good for them.
But they also had Newcastle and South.
I know that, but you look at the 8 as it is now, and there's 2 teams on 28, and there's 1 team on 26, then there's the Dragons, 24, Raiders, 22. They're all, basically, if any of those teams up to the Cowboys at the moment falter even once, things get more and more interesting. Having said that, the other teams have to keep winning.
You know, you mentioned Penrith have got a big bearing on the 8. The other team is...
So if they falter once, that's really... They're going to shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, the other team that's going to have a big say is Brisbane, because Brisbane's run in is... They play Cronulla this week, which is, you know, a very vital game. Then they play St George the week after. Then they play Parramatta in round 25, and they finish off with the Cowboys. So Brisbane have played all teams in and around the 8. So Brisbane have a tough run into the finals. So Brisbane are that team where I've got them finishing 3rd, which potentially could be a bit high, but I don't. Any one of those games. This weekend's game against Cronulla is a massive game. It's going to be Gallen's 300th. We'll talk about the previews later, but yeah, this game is absolute vital for Brisbane and Cronulla. So I think as you said, one game here or there. You ask me this week, but then you ask me next week, because one game can swing it here or there. If the Roosters somehow managed to upset Melbourne, who knows? So there's so many balls up in the air,
and they could. So as I said a few weeks back, the team on the rise for me are the Eels. The team on the slide are the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys might just hang on to 8th. I don't think the Dragons
are good enough,
and the Raiders have enough points currently.
I've got them 8th, Cowboys.
Just
holding on. Like, I'm talking barely holding on.
The Cowboys play. They play the Panthers this week. Then they play the Sharks.
I've got them winning one game against the Tigers.
Yeah, and then the Tigers, and then the Broncos in the final round. So, I mean, you know, maybe the Broncos have sewn up a top four spot by then and they decide to rest some players. But, I mean, if the Cowboys don't beat the Tigers, they'll fall out of the
action. And I'm just thinking now that that's the Tigers' last game, home game. So they'll be farewelling Woods and Tedesco. So they'll be pumped for that game to win that final game too. So that's not going to be an easy game as well. So there's... Yeah,
I mean, if it comes down to the final round, you like... Unless Brisbane decides to rest players, they will be absolutely keen to get one over the Cowboys because,
especially
those games. I mean, look at round two when they played; it was an epic, epic struggle, and it seems to be like for the past few years. And so both those teams will be up for it, and there'll be no guarantees, unless of course one team or the other decides to rest players because it's the final round.
Especially if Canberra win the next two games, if Canberra can knock off the Warriors this week and they can knock off Penrith the week after. It sets up that last two rounds for them, knowing that it'll put the pressure on the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Going into that round 25 clash. So I think the next two rounds for Canberra are vital.
So I'm hearing a lot of ifs, guys. So, okay, I'll give you until next week. We name our top eight next week.
All right. I think it'll be a bit clearer next
and
week.
With three rounds to one again. through to eight, okay? Not just the top eight.
There's a few pivotal games this week, yep. I think.
So next week... I want your top eight each, one to through to eight.
Well, let's go to the games then. Rabbits v the Bulldogs on Thursday night.
This is another blockbuster.
Yeah, another yawn fest scheduled on Channel 9. Like, I mean, you know, this is just briefly going back to what we were talking about before. I don't know what the other games are this weekend. Like, you're going to see Sharks, Broncos on Channel 9. You're going to, you know, I'd much rather see the Storm play the Roosters.
Yeah, but again, I'm looking at the Thursday, Friday. Parra play Newcastle at ANZ on Friday. So why not just have them in a double header on the one game? Oh, it just makes no sense to me. You can have two average games together. There's 24 hours between those games. Put them together.
Channel 9 would probably shudder at the thought of screening this game, but the Warriors v the Raiders, that's a much more interesting game for the eight rather than the Rabbits Bulldogs. But anyway.
Just one question. Are Channel 9 getting the Saturday night game?
Yes, and I should have actually said that before when I bemoaned the fact
that... Is that for the rest of the season?
Well, I don't know if it's for the rest of the season. I had no idea that was a thing until my dad told me about it on the weekend.
I know it started last week. I thought it was maybe a one-off. I don't know. But, yeah, it's strange that just all of a sudden they show a Saturday night game.
Yeah, it is.
But, I suppose it's good on them for showing a game which had a lot of finals ramifications and turned out to be quite a good one in the Sharks versus the Raiders. So, look, guys, the Rabbitohs are their favourites. I just don't care about this game.
I can't tip Canberra. I can't tip Canberra.
If the Rabbitohs were playing any other team, I think I would tip whoever's playing the Rabbitohs. But no, I'm not tipping Canberra.
I agree. I think there's enough points in Johnston and Goodwin and Gray and Cady Walker to score two tries, and that'll beat the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you get the 10 points.
You get the 10 points. That'll do. Reynolds is a good kicker. He'll kick both goals. They get to 12, they win it.
I like Souths for. I think Souths are building for something good next year. I really like Souths' team. I think they've got Angus Crichton's a superstar, and I think they'll him by himself. He could win the game for them for Bulldogs. I think Souths. Although I will say Canterbury, all the adversity, I think they show up and their defense is good. The Souths will struggle to score. If they can frustrate Souths, the only way they can win is if they win 8-6.
Yeah, there's just no points in
Canterbury. There's just no points in them. They might be able to strangle the life out of them, but highly unlikely.
I think Josh Morris was happy to see the back end of that game last week. Oh, didn't he have a shocker?
No, he knocked it off. Spare me.
Oh, gee, what about... No. That's not the first time he's done that either. I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years ago. I don't know how long ago it was in Origin. But New South Wales have been under the pump. Finally, catch a break. Josh Morris knocks it on from the tap. It was that was brutal. Anyway,
Souths all around, right?
Souths by plenty.
Yeah. The Eels playing the Knights. The Knights did well to beat the Warriors.
Back-to-back wins.
Yeah, back-to-back wins. The informed Knights. Good on them. I think the Eels at ANZ Stadium are going to have far too much. The Eels have got far too much to play for, and frankly, they're just a better team. The Eels have chugged along nicely all year and deserve to be where they are. And the Knights, you know, losing Nathan Ross is going to hurt them as well because he's been pretty good. Dane Gagai is going to shift to the back for the Knights, but, I think the Eels are a much better team.
Yeah, agreed. I just got a thought that they might win by a couple of tries, but confidence...
Who, the Eels?
Yeah. Oh. Eels. The Eels have confidence on their side now, and... we all know what a good run into the semis means. You know, last year, the Sharks, for example. I think the Eels have that look that you know, they might end up being at the final dance. So I expect them to win. I don't know about win big, but maybe win ugly this week, which will be good for them, just to win. So I'm a bit of an Eels supporter at the moment, so go those Eels.
Yeah, it's Tim Manners' 200th game, so I think they'll be wanting to win for him. Yeah. They'll be, you know, I love Newcastle. The way they're playing is just great, and I think there's a lot of upside to them for future years. But Parramatta is too much to play for. Mitchell Moses, he's in too good a form.
What a find.
And their kicking game last week is what strangled the Bulldogs. You know, him and Norman, their kicking game won in the game last week. They'll relish the dry ground. And again, it's a danger game. You call them danger games, but they're not danger games at this stage of the year because there's so much to play for. So they've got no excuse and no Ross Dog Parramatta for me.
Yeah, Mitchell Moses, I mean, to drag back to an earlier season storyline, the Eels probably weren't as good until they got Mitchell Moses, and they've been pretty good since that time. This is why everyone was having a go at the Tigers board, because they let a guy go like this, you know. And I thought Mitchell Moses was, with the exception of maybe James Tedesco, was the best player on that Tigers team for a while, and they were winning a lot of games basically on the back of some of his brilliance. And, you know, this is why Tigers fans aren't happy with the board.
But also, Brad Arthur's put in some. Brad Arthur's improved his defence. Great coach, his defence is now not a liability. So
he's also probably playing in a lot of
attention. A lot of credit should go to Arthur.
A lot of, yeah.
And we haven't heard much of him.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah,
well, it must be going well.
Mm. I think he comes from the Des Hasler school of I don't want to talk to the media.
But what I like about it is they've got the pack that's, you know, not big. That is the forward pack just does their job. At the start of the year they weren't as good, but you know, they've come good.
I think Brown, Matangi,
all those guys, Vave, all those young those forwards just doing the job. Anyway,
Later on Friday, this is a big game, and this is one I definitely will be watching. Is the Broncos taking on the Sharks? James Maloney's back, and obviously the Broncos have had to do that reshuffle because McCulloch's out. Ben Hunt obviously had a fantastic game last week against the Titans. I don't know. How do you guys see this one playing out?
Yeah, the form is, you know, Broncos only beat the Titans, to be fair. To be fair, the Titans were terrible.
They were so bad.
It's hard to run the line over the Broncos. You know, they lost to a Parramatta team, you know, leading 12-0, and they allowed Parramatta come back in 2 weeks ago. They thumped Gold Coast, but you know, I think they'll feel the effects of McCulloch this week in a tight game around the ruck when the game's on the line. I think, don't get me wrong, Brisbane have got points in them with James Roberts and the like, and Darius Boyd starting to come good. But I still think there's a question mark over their halves, and you know, in the big games where the Nikarima and Milford can get the job done. Cronulla, Gallen's 300th game, they'll be pumped to get up there after, they'll be seething after last week's loss. They'll get into a sort of siege mentality. I'm backing the Sharks to win, but I don't know. It's one of those, as I said, we talked about it before, Brisbane are the team that hold all the aces in terms of the top four. If the Sharks lose this game, I don't think they can make the top four, in my opinion. But that's how big the game is.
Yeah, it is a big game. I mean, there's two big games, third v fourth and first v second at the moment. Maloney back, Sharks win.
Jack Bird is out.
Jack Bird's out, but Flanagan tore the strips off the Shark Park dressing room last week, apparently, after full time.
Did you see him after that?
He was dirty as. I expect them to come out absolutely firing and put the Bronx on their backsides. And I think it's a low-scoring game in a typical sort of Shark Storm manner. I think the Sharks can shut the Bronx down and win by a few up there. Go those Sharkies.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Sharks will win. See Flanagan on the radio. I think it was after Josh Papali got sent off and then they dropped the ball. He was livid. I don't think I've ever seen a coach that angry in a box. And, you know, we've seen some of the greats like Craig Bellamy have a few sprays before. He was very angry, and it was hilarious to watch. That's actually one of the great things about.
I've never seen a team lose a player and the other team just dominate possession
perfect storm. I mean, drop the ball, concede a penalty. I mean, that Paul Gallen, I think, was it that play? Paul Gallen, because to be fair, I understand what Paul Gallen was doing there. Shannon Boyd had come in and done a cannonball. He probably should have been penalised for that. But concede a penalty, give away another one, and just textbook how not to manage a 13 versus 12 situation.
Absolutely.
But look, I think the Sharks probably just have too much. Even losing Bird, they've got Kurt Capel coming in, who seems to be a pretty adequate young player. having said that, if the Broncos get the early running of it against the Sharks, I think the
two, especially at home in front of a big crowd.
Yeah, I think the two young halves in Nikarima and Milford will tear the Sharks up. Having said that, if it's a controlling sort of game and low scoring, the Sharks definitely. I don't see how they could lose that one. So then Saturday afternoon, it's the Dragons taking on the Titans. Paul.
Look, the only thing I can say, saving grace here, and why I'm tipping the Dragons, is that Jubilee Oval. I'm hoping that might wake them up to lose after leading by 10 with 6 to go or whatever it was. Didn't come as a surprise to the Dragons supporters. Did not. I kid you not, did not come as a surprise. If you look through those teams, to be quite honest, Kevin Proctor's back. They're fairly healthy, I would say.
They named Ash Taylor. Yeah, they have
named Ash Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a real tight game, unfortunately. I'm going to lose a bit of sleep on this one. Dragons just because Cogra, and I'm hoping they will, because it might keep the top eight a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, I like your theory, just because. That's why they have to win, just because. They do. They just have to win. And, you know, they just have to win. And Gold Coast, after last week, they won't be happy coming down, but yeah,
you'd think Gold Coast would have the bounce back factor, but I mean, then the Dragons should as well. There's too much
to play for, and St George, I don't know why they started Frizzell on the bench last week. I don't know why they did that, but you know, Jack DeBellin, I'm such a big fan of his, and I think Josh McCrone's kicking game was a bit better last week. I think that in a free flowing open game,
St George has got a pretty good pack. I'd say their pack's better than the Titans for sure.
Yeah, Ryan James and Jared Wallace are going okay, but they've just had too many injuries.
The Titans have got alright, but I think the St George pack, the starting pack, is definitely stronger.
I'd get on the overs because I expect a very free flowing open game, something like 40, 44, 20, something.
Could be a lot of points scored in this one.
Yeah. But you just look, Kane Elgi and Ash Taylor v. Gareth Widdop, great player, Josh McCrone.
Yeah, but look at that. So, I think the Dragons will get a lot of go for it. I don't know how the Dragons keep losing. I think they're actually a pretty decent team, but who knows? You know, maybe I'm just wrong.
And is Dugan named? I haven't seen the team. Does Dugan has been named, I heard.
Dugan has been named, despite the, what is it, ankle injury. Yeah. And they're expecting him to play. And you know him. He's you know, Mr. Teflon, nothing sticks. He'll come back, bounce back. He'll get injured again this weekend and go down for 5 minutes. Yeah, but he'll start.
The new Steve Matai.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we've got probably the game of the round, certainly in terms of the ladder position, 1-2 in Melbourne Storm, and it's at 5:30 Saturday afternoon down in Melbourne. I'm gonna go the Storm. I'm very surprised the Roosters lost last week. Like Manly have been all right this year, you know. Like they obviously made up to second place at one stage and have fallen down to seventh now, despite their win last week. Melbourne are I don't think they can lose. I really don't think I think they're going to win the competition for sure.
Yeah, I think you can get 250 for them to win the comp now. I think it's still great money, because there's no team that's more complete and more rounded than Melbourne. And then you throw in the fact they got all these experienced guys who know how to control big games. The Roosters have got a terrible record against Manly, and especially a terrible record against Manly at Brookvale. So last week wasn't a big shock for me that they lost, especially when they're missing Corder and Friend. They get those two back. They'll need a run under their belt before they start going strong. Yeah, the lure of Melbourne winning this week and then beating Newcastle the week after and resting players will be firmly in their game, in Craig Bellamy's mind. And at home, Melbourne will win.
Yeah, look, I came into this podcast thinking Sydney Roosters. And now I'm going Melbourne Storm. I think in racing parlance, once again, I think the two coming back are short of a gallop. Mm. I expect the Roosters to play better than last week. They couldn't play much worse after the first 20 minutes anyway. But I think it's Melbourne Storm, unfortunately for them. And I don't know who the Roosters are playing in the following weekend, but whoever it is, I'm backing the Sydney Roosters next weekend.
They just know how to target a weakness. Sorry, Connor. It's like Melbourne, right. With Tupou out, they'll just target,
that's what I was
going to
say.
They've got the game plan, they've got the players to do it, and they've still got Tohu Harris and Munster to come back into the team. So, Jeez Louise.
Yeah, and the Chooks are missing Michael Gordon at the back there, who he's not the most spectacular fullback you're ever going to see, but he's pretty good. Like, at this stage of his career, he's a good player.
Injuries.
Doesn't really do anything wrong. You know, he's not Billy Slater, but that's certainly no knock.
And goal kicking as well. Yeah,
he's goal kicking. You know, he's kind of a Lachlan Coote type up at North Queensland. He's not the greatest fullback you're ever going to see, but he does the job and he does it well. And obviously, missing Daniel Tupou means they're going to start Orbison in the centre, at least as the teams are named.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
You know, he's at this stage of his career, he's probably more of a back rower. I couldn't watch this game. I was listening to it when I was driving in the car. It sounded like the Seagulls were really taking advantage of the fact that Orbison had been shifted out to the centres and Manu was on the wing. So, yeah, even though the Roosters get Friend and Cordner back, which would be a big boost for them, I think this is a game that the Storm will...
You can't the other give injuries. A player one thing, and that is speed.
Yeah.
And they could find him out again on Saturday.
So then later that night, this should be a cracker game. The Panthers taking on the Cowboys. Was it the Cowboys got out of jail last time against when these two teams played? Was it the Kyle Felt try?
Right.
It's probably the try of the year for my mind. You'd have to tip the Panthers because the Cowboys have had Cooper and Winterstein go down, which is a big loss for a team that's already carrying quite a lot of injuries. The Panthers haven't got Matt Moylan named. He's number 18 so far.
Yeah, he's named on extended bench.
So yeah, not in the starting team. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see whether he actually comes into the team or not. But based upon their recent form, the Panthers is that five in a row?
I think five in a row.
Yeah, and Tyrone May played pretty well, scored a four-pointer and played pretty well.
I reckon our clubs will be circling him because he's, you know, Moylan's going to be there long-term and, you know, Moylan and Cleary.
Cleary's obviously going to be long-term.
I reckon clubs should be circling him. But for me, it's going to be 6 in a row, just quickly. Penrith by Cowboys, too many injuries. I think they've overachieved to this point. Morgan, they're riding Michael Morgan and Talmalolo, but I think, you know, teams have worked out, you know, they'll just be targeting Morgan and Penrith.
Yeah, agreed. The Thurston factor is now taking hold without him, and they're headed for another loss, Panthers for me.
Yeah, definitely. So then the next game, Sunday afternoon, Warriors-Canberra. This is obviously a must-win for Canberra, as we talked about. I will be tipping Canberra. The Warriors just, you know, you can't lose to the Knights and then be expected to win the next week. I'm sorry. So the Raiders will win. They looked pretty good last week, you know, playing the Sharks. The Sharks are obviously missing Maloney, which is a big deal for them. But the Raiders did well, you know, and I thought they would lose last week to the Sharks, but you know they surprised me. I'm a bit like you, as you know, as someone who watches the Raiders and is a long suffering fan. So I think this week is the one week where you probably want to put some money on the Raiders.
Yeah, agreed. Look, the pencil has turned into a large felt tip thick bugger. It's almost paint. I've put that line right through the Warriors now.
They're just not.
They've clocked off. They're thinking about their fishing trip on the North Shore of the North Island there. They won't win another game. There you go. Raiders for me.
Copy and paste. Keep going. Yeah.
And then the final game of the round, the West Tigers versus Seagulls in a good old-fashioned grudge match. Although, you know, obviously things have changed since the Fibros and the Silver Tails a little bit. I think the Seagulls will have far too much firepower. The Tigers did pretty well to match it with Penrith there at the end, but you know, I think the difference in the two squads showed right at there was the last 10 minutes or something. I think the Panthers scored two tries, so the Seagulls will win this game.
They may be Tigers and Knights maybe 15th and 16th, but they're not the two worst teams of the season. I know that doesn't sound right, but The Tigers.
I don't know. I debate you that on the Tigers. The Tigers have been pretty bad.
No, but in the last 6 weeks they've had a go. You know, and that's all you can ask. So, you know, when you look at other teams like Gold Coast Warriors and Bulldogs, there are some games where they haven't had a go. Tigers have had a go. You know, they won two weeks ago. They pushed Penrith at home with the teams they have to win. They'll push Manly again. They'll push them for 50, 60, 70 minutes. But when the game's on the line, Manly, you know, I think I can see Daly Cherry Evans just, yeah. The Trbojevic brother just... Tom, if he's not the first pick for New South Wales next year, he'll be on the wing for Australia, Tommy T, at the end of the year.
Oh, he's a
he'll be on the wing for Australia. He's the first player pick for New South Wales next year. You know, you throw in his brother, you throw in Cherry Evans, you throw in Tapau through the middle against his former club. Manly.
The wing's not a bad position for Tommy T, just quickly. Last season when he was sort of finding his feet in first grade, he would make line breaks from anywhere on the park, usually with his brother Jake passing him the ball. So it doesn't matter where he plays in the back line, so long as he's in there.
Two things for sure. I wouldn't mind a couple of fibros around Leichhardt Oval. I'd be a very, very rich man. And Seagulls win and win comfortably. Good night. And why are we playing that at 4 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon?
I'd rather see the...
God knows.
I'd rather see the Storm taking on the
Roosters. They should play it Saturday, Friday at 6 o'clock at SCG.
Yeah.
It'll be how many people they get.
And who cares?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, at least it's 4 p.m. on a Saturday arvo, so there'll be plenty of people.
Manly doesn't travel
anymore. I was just about to say, there won't be any Manly fans there, but there'll be plenty of Tigers fans.
That's right.
Robbie Farrell will be on the scoreboard drinking some beers.
Bridge fries, let alone the big one.
So look, that's it for this week, guys. I hope our predictions prove right.
We've got some homework to do before next week, 1-8. So let's get our notebooks out and come ready.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, thanks for that, guys. And as always, if you enjoyed listening to us, please follow us on Facebook. And we'll catch you next week.
See you guys.
Thanks, guys. Footy.